Kawakuma was, in so many ways, less powerful than her master Patchouli. There were times, however, where she felt the pull of her nature and her own connection to magic grow strong, and a desire to act on it. The kitchen fairies were more than eager to let Kawakuma handle the cooking for once, and when she returned to the library with tea, she brought with her a personally made strawberry shortcake. Patchouli was ensconced in study at her table, the surface half covered with stacks of old tomes and grimoires. She glanced at Kawakuma out of the corner of her eye.
Did Sakuya make this?
Have you eaten today?
Eating is a waste of time. It's an interruption of thought and research. The crumbs get between the pages.
Then let's put the book down. If you don't eat, then it's no wonder you're so anemic.
Taking up the utensils beside the plate, she sliced off a piece and brought it into her mouth. Patchouli was not prone to emotional displays, but as the sweet, creamy foodstuff hit her tongue, what little she showed was a clear sign of delectable bliss to Kawakuma.
How is it?
Acceptable. I wouldn't be averse to eating your cooking in the future.
I'll return the plate and silverware.
Kawakuma took a moment to study Patchouli's body as she reached upward. Straining to reach a book on a shelf just an inch out of reach. She had spent enough time with her to know how her robe hung and moved across her frame. And as stretched out as she was, it was easy to see the pronounced curve of her belly as the cloth draped across it. Her sleeve had slid down her arm, revealing pale, chubby flesh. And judging from her hips, her legs had likely undergone a similar change. As for her breasts, well, that change was fairly obvious. Eventually she approached, easily extending an arm upward to pluck the tome from its place on the shelf, accidentally brushing against her in the process.
Please don't hurt yourself, Lady Patchouli. If you need anything, I'll be glad to retrieve it for you.
I am aware, but you weren't nearby.
I was preparing a snack for you.
Is that something from the cookbook you purchased?
Yes, it's called a cheesecake.
Marissa glided in through one of the library's open windows, riding side saddle atop her broom. Scanning the nigh endless rows of shelves, she spotted an open section with a small desk, and turning, eased herself towards the ground.
I almost didn't notice your arrival.
Yeah, I'm trying out this whole subtlety thing people keep talking about. Seems kind of lame, to be honest. Whoa! Padge, you're,
looking very healthy.
Kawakuma set another triple chocolate cake down on Patchouli's table. Chubby cheeks and a newfound double chin gave Patchouli's face a softer, rounder appearance. The roll of her stomach was pressing into the edge of the table, and her pillowy breasts were so large that her flabby arms pushed them together when she held her tome between plump fingers.
Right. Can you, even stand up?
Patchouli shot Marissa an annoyed look before setting her book down and resting her hands on the edge of the table. With an almost Herculean effort, she gradually rose to a standing position, her belly resting on the table's surface. It was then that Marissa noticed that her figure had gone pear-shaped.
Does this answer your question?
Yes. I'm going to borrow a few things now, okay? Thanks, bye!
To say that Patchouli was sitting at her table in the library would imply several things, few of which were true. She was sitting, but not on a chair, as her backside was so large that she would require three placed side by side, and so heavy that she would have broken them easily. The layers of padding put her at the same height as a chair, but the rolls of her stomach reached out so far and so high that sitting at the table proved impossible. Reaching the table was equally impossible. She had long since begun using her own body as a table instead. While her pajama bottoms covered the layers of flab, they did nothing to disguise the trunk-like fatness of them or the cankles between their cuffs and her slippers.
Please tell me how this happened.
I don't know what you mean.
It's time for your bi-hourly milkshake!
That. It's quite obvious that you've fallen under some malign influence.
I can assure you that I have not experienced a growth in power and tampered with Lady Patchouli out of a desire to see her indulge in carnal sins.
You are genuinely saying that to my face?
Yep.
While you're holding what seems to be a 5-gallon container of ice cream and milk?
Indeed.
I see. I'm going to let you continue, but only because I respect your brazenness.
Oh,